people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the New Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is racist.
So that's the new slogan of the Democratic Party.
Okay. We need to eat the babies!
Eat the babies! Even if we bomb Russia!
Where the hell did that come from?
Jesus Christ. What the fuck, man?
You know, I saw that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, you called me. You were laughing so hard.
It's so funny. It's fucking hilarious. It's still funny even if it's a prank. I don't even care. It's just like...
You know what I saw? Because, like, people are like, oh, it's a prank. And I saw some people commenting saying, like, yeah, but the fact that no one there or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, like, you're insane.
Yeah.
Or, like, what the hell are you talking about? Means that they're, like, I'm not saying they're endorsing it, obviously. But, like, you would accept that. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't say anything. They weren't like, you're a maniac.
Right. I mean, like,
AOC's face, though.
She kind of silently dismissed it.
Yeah.
But it was like...
Her face.
It was so funny.
Gold.
It was gold.
You could tell she was like, oh, fuck.
Look what I created.
Jesus. Like, what the hell? Because, like, I don't think, like, AOC isn't insane. Like, she's not actually crazy. I think politically she's an idiot. But, like, I don't think she's like a...
She says a lot of crazy stuff to fucking gain support and shit like that.
But I don't think that she would come out and be like, we need to start eating children.
No.
Do you think she's going to get reelected? Or do you think she's like... Now, she's from like a super Democratic district.
I think she'll probably get reelected.
You think?
She's got... I mean... Even if it's bad publicity, she has publicity throughout the country. You know
that's
what I mean?
True, man. Everyone knows who she is now.
Yeah.
She could get elected by Democrats just because they know how much Republicans don't like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be just a, like a...
Right.
Keep her there because she's a firebrand and she's a thorn in the side of Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, she's a thorn in the side of Democrats. Old school Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and shit. You think they like her? Fuck, no way, man. Yeah. They hate her because she's like...
Her and Kamala Harris are in like the same crowd or whatever, right? They got the what's that group that they have with the squad.
No, Kamala Harris isn't in that group.
What was that event they were at? They were them and a bunch of other women were all wearing those white suits to something.
It was like a white power thing. What? I know what you're talking about, but I don't fucking remember. I remember seeing it, and I was like, I just remember seeing goofy memes about it.
Yeah. Well, fucking insane, though. Fucking, I'd say there's a good shot that woman was serious. I think the Washington Post came out, and they have no credibility whatsoever, but they said that woman was a Trump supporter, and she was making fun of AOC. So.
I heard that, too, it was a prank.
I don't think that's true, though. I don't know.
I could easily see it being a prank. But
I could see it being a prank, but I think they just
threw... At the same time, I could see it being real.
Yeah. I just think the Washington Post threw that out there to kind of dismiss that person as, like, they're not a Democrat type of deal. Fucking trying to fuck with us, but it could definitely be real. There's some crazy motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, man.
If it was a prank, great composure, though. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it seemed real. And she was Swedish or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, like Greta Thunberg. Mm. You want to go down that rabbit hole? Do you want to make fun of a girl with Asperger's who's... Yeah? No?
I don't really want to make fun of her.
I don't want to make fun of her either, but I don't like that she's being used by people on the left around the world.
Right. I don't like that she's being used either. And
also, I will make fun of her in one respect. This whole thing about, like, you stole my childhood, all this stuff, and, like, whatever. I'm like, motherfucker, you just traveled to Europe on a multi-million dollar boat on a yacht. Like, what the fuck? Like, you don't have a childhood? Tell that to all the fucking poor kids around
the world. That's not even making fun of her. That's just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like, what are you... it's just... I think she needs to check her white privilege.
Oh, man.
Her white female privilege.
But no, dude, I mean, she doesn't see it this way, of course, and I'm sure her parents don't see it this way, but I feel bad for her because she's being used. She's being used by the party as a symbol to fucking... to make people feel bad for their, like, feel bad for the victim here.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is, though, like, I have respect for her about being, like, an environmentalist, because her and her family are completely about it. Like, they're not a joke. Like, you know when you have idiots like Leonardo DiCaprio talk about, like, we need to fight climate change, and then they fly private jets around?
Yeah.
Like, same with Obama mm-hmm. and everyone like that. Dude, she took a boat instead of a plane over there.
Yeah.
And then instead of taking a car, her family rode bikes 90 miles to the meeting at the UN.
Okay, so that's pretty
like,
cool.
They're legit. Like, they're like, her and her family are like, they're not posers when it comes to environmentalism.
They're balls to the wall.
Yeah, like, so I have respect for them and, like, with that. Because, like, it's real. Like, they're not people like Obama and pretty much every elected left-leaning person
yeah.
who travels around by private jet and mm-hmm. plane and all this stuff. And I'm like, ugh. But, yeah. So I do have respect for her in that. I just think she's being used and taken advantage of by these people. And
yeah.
I'm just like, not to mention, we've talked about this a little bit. I don't care about climate change at all. I don't give a fuck. And I don't... I'll even... You know what? Climate change is not real in regards to the drastic and dramatic way that it is portrayed as. The world's going to end in 10 years. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not going to fucking happen.
See it. Okay. Fucking.
Oh, we'll go. Here we go. Fucking.
I don't think the world's going to end in 10 years, but I wouldn't agree with the way you put it. Just like, climate change is real. It's fucking happening.
Yeah, but it's been happening since the history of the Earth.
Right.
Climate change is a natural thing.
It is natural. I do believe it's accelerated with the amount of carbon freaking human beings have been producing and everything like that. I think the big thing with climate change for people, and it's like they say it's about the Earth and stuff like that. It, for people, it's about trying to get a balance where people can coexist on the Earth and not destroy everything and basically not kill themselves.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Because it's like, I think, like, if we continued on a bad route and the climate change got so bad that people started, or, like, just we used up all our resources and it got so bad and kept reproducing and had no control of, like, our population and stuff like that, it could get so bad that we could have a mass extinction of humanity. But I don't think that's going to kill the Earth. I think the Earth would be in really bad shape, but it would recover.
It would completely recover, because we're the problem.
Right.
Not,
like
not the Earth.
Like if...
And we're also the thing at risk, not the Earth.
Like,
the Earth is fine.
Yeah.
We're the ones who will die. But my thing is this. I do not fucking care how dramatic anyone wants to make climate change. Or I don't even care how bad it gets. I really don't. This whole thing about, like, give more money and power to the government to fight climate change. No. Nope. No. That's not happening. I'm never, ever going to be like, yeah, more taxes. That's a great way. No, no fucking way. Everything the government does is they fuck everything up. Why the hell would we be like, oh, yeah, this will work? Like, no. Listen, if people want to, like, there's another thing, too. I need to say this. People hear me say, like, fuck climate change, and I don't care about climate change, and they immediately think that I'm like, yeah, let's drill into the mountains and destroy all nature and everything. It's like, no, not at all. I greatly care about the environment, and I don't like pollution. I don't like littering. I don't like any destruction of the environment. It pisses me off. Like, I fucking hate people who don't take care of nature and the natural world. Like, I enjoy nature, and I want to make sure it's okay. Like, dude, I don't use plastic bags at all, ever. Convenience stores and stuff, I never take them when I go to shopping. I do not use plastic bags.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously that's like a little thing, but it's like, I'd like to see how many fucking people who are over there fucking over the moon about climate change, do they take plastic bags when they go to a convenience store?
Yeah, like, I'm sure
they probably do. Not all of them, but a lot of them probably do. And I'm like, dude, you always talk about it's the little things you gotta do. It's like, dude, I try to recycle as much as I can. I don't litter. I clean up shit. Like, I do what I can do as an individual to take care of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not about this thing where it's like, let's raise taxes. Let's make it so businesses can't function. Like, let's do all this stuff. Like, give more money and more power and everything to the government. I'm like, no, absolutely not. No. I would rather see the environment destroyed than lose my liberty. I'm sorry, I would. I'd rather be free, because then if I'm free and I can do what I want, you know what? My little section of the earth will be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I will keep my little area clean, and I'll take care of the plants, and I won't let them get cut down and everything like that. I'll be breathing fresh air, all right? Like,
yeah.
And then so, I'll defend it with my guns from the fucking people who have nothing, who come to my place and they're like, oh, trees, we can use them for lumber. And I'll be like, bitch, does it look like I care? And I'll open up on them with a 50 cal. Like, then you'll see the green people going after being about keeping guns. So they're gonna protect the trees.
So at a more basic level, that's a tough thing for me, because like, I really am a lot about individual liberties and stuff like that. But at the same time, fucking, where you were saying like, you don't care if the fucking environment gets fucking hindered by all that shit. If it's not by the government's fucking means or whatever, you know what I mean? Or like not by the government's means. If they're like fucking over businesses and shit like that. That's a tough thing for me, because like, I'm with you. I don't think people should fucking be forced to fucking pay more taxes to pay for the environment, especially if that's something they don't believe in. That's not freedom. Fucking. But at the same time, if you do, and the government has a good program in place and you want to pay taxes towards that, you should be able to. Because, like,
so it shouldn't be a tax, it should be voluntary.
It should be a voluntary tax.
No one who's advocating for this type of stuff will ever let it be voluntary, because they want to force people to do it.
So you shouldn't, like, I understand that, but, like, you shouldn't do that. It's a better way to do it if it's voluntary. Because, like, the government has a lot of good structured programs that preserve environmental stuff. They don't, I mean, like, the Green New Deal is a disaster. Like,
it's a joke.
And that's going to make taxes go through the roof. And it's not even all an environmental policy. But if it's voluntary, and then my big thing with it is just like, don't hinder it. Don't do anything worse than we already have. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to fucking keep at this point, we know what's good and what's bad. We don't need to fucking, from what we know now, don't do anything worse. You know what I mean? Fucking do the best we can to take care of the environment we have. But we don't need to fucking tax people through the roof for that shit. So
on an individual level, do what you can for the environment.
On the individual level, I still think there should be regulations in place. Like, you can't let businesses fucking dump waste in the fucking rivers and shit like that in the ocean, and we shouldn't be polluting plastic in the fucking water. All these fucking recycling places that somehow all their fucking plastic ends up in the ocean. I don't know fucking how that still happens, but
because like I think the EPA should be dismantled. I think the EPA is a horrible, unconstitutional
How do we regulate this stuff?
Let things be passed at the local level. A great example is Marshfield. They did it at the local level. They banned plastic bags.
I mean, that's a good idea. Local
politics. We need to get away from this idea of having people who have nothing to do with you telling you what you can and can't do. The people of Marshfield decided in a democratic vote to ban that. That was done by people in that town. It's directly affecting them, so they have a say in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not some fucking douchebags in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, like, this is what you have to do. You know what I mean? It's like, what if there's like a town that, like, the only cheap way for them to do it is with plastic bags? You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason that plastic. First off, another thing I want to point out, everyone's like, now is the shift. Do paper bags, not plastic bags. Didn't we move away from paper bags because they were cutting down so many trees?
Yeah, now they're saying it's so we go back and forth on everything. This is something society does over and over again and stuff like that. Because we got away from paper bags because they're cutting down too many trees and paper's bad. But now they have all this stuff that's like, oh, it's recyclable. We can reuse it and fucking it's better for the environment. So the thing I don't like is with the move back to paper bags and paper cartons for stuff like that, for milk and everything or whatever. If you go to certain stores and you don't have one of those reusable bags or whatever, they charge, certain stores charge you like $1 for a paper bag or something like that. And it's like, you want to incentivize something, but you're making people pay for it. I don't understand that at all. It's just like, how are you going to get people to do this if it's...
Well, what do you mean? They're making it so that if you have a recyclable bag, you won't have to pay that money every time.
You still have to buy the recyclable bags.
Yeah, but it's a one-time purchase.
One-time purchase for $10 for... $10 for recyclable bags.
Yeah, and use it every time you go shopping. But it's a weekly occurrence.
But if you don't have it, you have to pay for the brown paper bags, is what I'm saying, too.
No, I know. What I'm saying,
like, you should just
the thing is though, if it is a private company and that's what they want to do, that's
they can
fine.
Do it.
That's their fucking thing. That's their prerogative. It's their goddamn company. What is up with people in trying to tell other people what they can and can't do in this country? What happened? Is this not the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah.
What happened to that? Where it's like, nope. I want everyone to do this. We need to do this. This isn't Europe. This isn't a monarchy. We don't believe in tyrannical dictatorial rule. What happened? See, like, I'm serious.
I don't know.
What the hell happened? We need to look into this, man. I mean, one, I blame people like Roosevelt. Friggin' Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
It's people like him that they're part of the reason why everything, why this happened. But, like, whatever happened to, like, yeah, okay, well, that person does this. Maybe that's bad for the environment. Well, you know what? I won't do it, and I'll counteract what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, or just why don't you just talk to them and be like, hey, you know, it doesn't have to be confrontational. No. You know what I mean? Like, there's this stuff. A lot of times, you know what? A lot of people don't know about things, or a lot of people aren't educated on something. And do you think if you go up to them and, like, you're just like, you're destroying the environment. Whoa, like, you're the problem. Stuff like that. You think they're going to listen to you?
No.
Well, they're going to tell you to fuck yourself.
Yeah. So, I totally get what you're saying, but there's certain stuff when it pertains to the environment that it's like, and I'm not going to name a specific example, but, like, there's, like if you're a waste company or an oil company or something like that, and, like, the government looks at something that they have the EPA in place. They're like, okay, this practice that these industries are doing harms the environment of this area of the United States, and it could be multiple states or something like that. And it's like, they're like, hey, like if they put a regulation in place, they're like, hey, we don't want you to do this practice anymore. Like, you need to come up with something different, and we'll fucking help you do that. But this is harming everybody, so stop doing it. Is that a bad thing?
If the federal government is telling them to do that?
Yeah, because it involves multiple states. Or, I mean, it could be multiple state government coalition or something like that.
Well, I was going to say, why can't the states handle it? I'd much rather have no EP, no fed, no what if federal they, EPA, and just let the states handle it. Why? Again, it's a local thing.
What if it's a? What if it's happening countrywide?
Then why can't the states handle it still?
Well, if it's a 50-state coalition, then isn't that just federal?
Well, yeah, but like, what's the likelihood that it would be a 50-state coalition?
Probably
like,
not likely.
You know what I mean? Like, and what's the likelihood that something would be affecting all 50 states? You know what I mean? Could like, be,
depending on what it is, you know, if there's whatever industry it is in that in every region of the United States doing a practice that's harmful to the environment and is overall just not good for the area, you know.
Well, I'd still rather have that 50-state coalition because then all 50 states have a say in it, as opposed to the fucking EPA, which none of the states have any say in it because the head of the EPA is appointed by the president of the United States.
I guess that is true.
Like, they have no say.
Is, though, that, like, not everything the EPA does is bad. They do.
I'm not saying that everything the EPA does is bad. They do helpful
things for people in the environment and stuff like that.
I understand that. But I would argue that they do a ton of things that are detrimental to personal liberty and your ability to operate businesses. Right. And like, you know, you can't gather rainwater.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
See, why? Like,
that's not good for anybody. That's fucking, that's helpful to the environment. And I think there's just a lot of hoops you have to jump through with a lot of it that there's a lot of corruption that needs to be solve that stuff, and they need to go back to, it's supposed to be a good thing that's supposed to help everybody keep a clean environment, and, but it's,
yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot better, but I mean, no matter what way it goes, you're never going to make everybody happy with it.
No, you know? I mean, without a doubt. But again, that's why I believe that it should be left up to either, if, like, that's the thing. If you want the government involved, my thing is, a lot of the problems can be solved at a local level. I think a lot of town governments can handle things. City governments can handle things. Like, I just don't understand this. And if you want to go to the highest place, I think it should be state. I think it should be the state government. It should be as high as you go with stuff like this, because I don't like it when you have people who are not from your area telling you what to do. I don't like people telling you what to do at all, but I'll compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Have state EPAs.
Yeah.
And right. Then they're completely tailored to the state.
Right.
Anything they pass is going to be literally designed for the state's problems, as opposed to the federal EPA being like, oh, we're going to do this. And then it's like, then you have states that are like, well, we didn't have this problem at all.
Right.
All you're doing is making jumping it
through all these hoops.
Yeah, it's like you're just making it wicked hard for us to do stuff, and we're not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's this idea of...
I do get that.
The federal government is a one-size-fits-all. That's what it is.
Right.
And that's why I think it's a problem. It's
bad. Yeah. Anyway...
You want to talk about who's sponsoring the podcast?
Yeah.
You've been using it?
I have been using my new Ballsy stuff. It's fantastic.
It's great, man.
I use it as a full body wash, too. It's like,
that's what it is. The nut button body wash.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, if you wanted to, you could just use it on your nuts, and your nuts are going to feel great.
Yeah.
It's like...
But, like, I use it as a full body
wash. I use it full body wash, too, and I love the charcoal stuff that they have. It's great. It's fantastic.
I used the Sac Spray for the first, like, extensive use today.
Yeah.
Really good, man. It smells great.
The Sac Spray is the one I've used the least, but...
Yeah, me too.
I like it. The nut rub is nice, though.
The nut rub is awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, it smells so good. Like, yeah, and it lasts.
Yeah. And you do feel comfortable with it, too.
You do? Yeah.
You feel very comfortable.
I love it, man. I really do. It's Ballsy products, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously, they're our sponsor. So I'm like, oh, yeah, use Ballsy. But, like, I actually like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's good stuff, man.
It's good stuff.
It really is.
Yeah, I consistently use it, you know.
So, If you guys are looking for a new body wash, you know, anything like that.
I mean, like, it's a good way to keep your junk clean. You're a guy. It
really
it's
is, like, yeah.
Like, you're always sweating down there. Yeah. It just happens. You're wearing pants all day long, sitting, doing whatever you're doing. You're sweating no matter what.
Yeah, like, man. And, again, guys, if you're trying to smell better and be cleaner, girls, if you want your guy to smell clean and be more hygienic, everything, you know, the holidays are coming up, man. They really are. They're coming up. You can buy it for them. Or just get it randomly. Like, it's just a nice thing. It's not super expensive.
Yeah.
And you can get 15% off if you use our promotional code LIBERTY at checkout.
Yep.
But, yeah, check them out.
Check out those Ballsies.
Ballsy, man. They're a good company. And I guess you also want to talk about what we're smoking. I mean, it's the same stuff from before.
Yeah, so we got the Gurkhas again.
The Gurkha Enforcers again, man. It's so good.
These are fantastic cigars.
Bomb. I love them.
Excellent cigars. Loving that.
And I'm just drinking crappy Bud Lights, but Sako has.
All right, so I got this.
Some awesome stuff.
Yeah, some awesome stuff that people don't run into. I don't know how many people are even drinking this shit. Any kind of it. But I have some mead here, and it's from the Crave Meadery.
Local, right?
Yeah, it's from Blackstone, Massachusetts. And great stuff. I picked it up at the Wines and More.
Wines and More's awesome.
I went to their tasting, and they had a bunch of stuff there. And the mead guys, they had like six different meads there, and there was a few of them that were like chilled, and a couple more that were just you just drink them room temperature. This one I'm drinking is their apple cobbler one. And it's made with honey apple mead fermented with spices. It says it right on the bottle there. And it's delicious. It tastes like apple cobbler, apple pie, or something like that. And it's a great fall drink, you know?
Yeah. I don't like liquor, and it tastes pretty bomb.
Right.
it's actually pretty good.
And those of you who aren't familiar with what mead is, it's a fermented honey, pretty much. And
so what the Vikings used to drink.
Yeah.
The Vikings drink mead. Or maybe not the Vikings, but like medieval lords and stuff.
Yeah, they drink mead. A little bit of
like
mead.
That was like a big thing.
But excellent product. Fucking
great. I like tasting. The logo.
Yeah. A little honeybee
A little honeybee. Yeah.
And it wasn't too expensive. It was like, I don't know, I think it retails for like $15-16 a bottle or something.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
It's like a
$7.50 or
something. A little bottle of wine. Yeah. You know, not bad at all.
Not bad at all. But yeah, check out some mead if you guys are
looking for something different.
Yeah, for something different up the challenge. And it all tastes great, too. It's not overpowering or anything like that. And it's not, it's not super strong either. 12-14% it says on the bottle here. So
it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
So I kind of want to hit on something that is annoying the shit out of me.
Alright.
So, you know how Trump said that he was pulling our troops out?
I did. I saw his little speech on that today, and it was good.
It was good. It was a good speech, but it was a lie.
Yeah.
Fucking lie.
Yeah.
Because he said he was pulling our troops. Like, one of the controversial things happening was he was pulling our troops out of Syria, and it was allowing the Turks to invade Syria and attack the Kurds, who we've been allies with forever. My thing is this, though. Trump was talking about ending the endless wars and bringing our troops home. So first off, he only moved our troops in Turkey. They got bombed by the Turks today. By accident. And I'm like, what the fuck? On top of that, 1,500 more U.S. troops just got deployed to Saudi Arabia.
What was the original? Was it 300 that was the original
amount? Something. It was only a couple hundred troops, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's 1,500. Why are we defending Saudi Arabia's oil fields from Iran?
I don't get it.
Like, it's enraging. Like, I voted for Trump. I agree with him on a lot of his stuff. I really do. I think Trump has done a really good job as president.
I think he really has.
Yeah, like,
there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with him, like this.
But like, this drives me crazy. Like, what do you? Who cares about Saudi Arabia? Like, I get it. We get our oil from them, but you know what? We also produce our own oil.
We have a lot of our own oil. There's a lot of other places we get oil.
Yeah,
from.
It's like, and you know what? Why don't we, like, become better friends with, you know, one of our, like, longest, like, rival slash enemies, Russia? You know that they're, like, the world's number one producer of natural gas?
Are they really?
They provide all of Europe's gas.
No kidding.
Why don't we? And they're, people don't recognize this. They're our neighbors. They're right next to Alaska. They're literally our neighbors. Yeah. Russia's right there.
Yep. Yeah.
Why don't we strengthen our, one, move away from having such a obviously, like, compared to us, Russia obviously militarily, because they have nuclear weapons, they're on par with us.
Yeah.
But like, as a nation, they're not even close to us in power like the Soviet Union was.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Their economy is the size of Texas is. Like, they're a powerful country. Mm-hmm. But compared to the United States, they can't do anything. Like, they're economically, they're not as powerful as us. But I look at it and I'm like, why are we staying friends with this crazy Sharia law dictatorship in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, you don't want to be involved with a country that has the culture that those people do. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, where, like, gays are murdered and thrown off roofs and tortured.
They fucking cut kids' hands off and
stuff
like
women
that.
Women are basically just slaves, in effect.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys aren't aware, women were just given the ability to drive in Saudi Arabia in the last 2 years.
It's insane.
Not to mention,
you don't realize this stuff.
So they have the ability to drive. How many of them do you think are driving?
Probably not a lot of them.
Probably none. And they still can't leave the house without a male with them.
Right. They can get the shipping out of them whenever any male wants to, pretty much. Right?
Yeah, and I think in Saudi Arabia and in many Middle Eastern countries, if a woman is raped, she'll be murdered. She'll be executed for allowing herself to be raped because she's, dishonored herself or something like that. And I'm like, why are we friends with these people?
I don't get it. It's like a fucking...
They're savages. They're fucking savages. I'll be straight up about it, dude. The Saudis are savages.
Fucking, it's terrible. Fucking... Like, the United States is a good country and we allow everything. We have so much freedom and stuff like that. Why are we associating ourselves with these people just for fucking an economic thing? You know, fucking, it doesn't add up. It's like a sports franchise cutting their ties with a fucking shitty player because you could be a really good player.
Let's get rid of the Antonio Brown of the United States.
Yeah,
let's cut
exactly.
off
and like
the Saudis. Not to mention how dependent they are on us. Like, economically, because we get all so much of our oil from them, mm-hmm. and they always know that we're, like, there to back them up militarily. Mm-hmm. It's like, again, you have Russia mm-hmm. right there. They are our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had this weird, tense relationship with them. And it's like, why don't we, like, strengthen our relationship with them? And see, be like, hey, we'll get most of our natural gas from you, like... One, it would help their economy big time. Holy shit, having the United States
right.
become your number one client mm-hmm. in terms of gas? Holy shit. Like,
I mean, the only reason we have the competition with Russia is specifically competition because we've always been competing for the most powerful nation. That's it. That's literally the only thing, right?
Pretty much.
You know, there's
they
like a
used to be
thing.
Our boys way, way back. Like, the founding of the nation?
Yeah.
Russia was there for us, man.
Yeah.
They during the revolution and then during the war of 1812 wanted to mediate a peace treaty both times between us and Britain.
Huh.
Because Russia was like a great power, you know what I mean? It was the Russian Empire.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, like, let us come in. We'll be the arbiter. Like, you know, everyone calm the fuck down. Like, you know, but yeah, Russia was cool with us, man. For a while. I mean, not that Russia isn't cool with us today.
They are.
We are. I think, technically speaking, we're allies with them, but I mean, in reality, we're not.
No, I mean, like,
NATO still exists.
There's still that. I mean, there's still that big separation between capitalist and communist countries and everything like that.
But they're not communist anymore.
Yeah, not technically, right? Yeah.
No, they're not at all. They're a capitalist country. Communism ended. The Communist Party in Russia has, like, no power. Mm-hmm. My thing is this. Our biggest rival is not Russia anymore. It's China.
Oh, it's definitely China.
China's our rival, and Russia is their neighbor. Why don't we get tighter with Russia, and we can use Russia as an extra, like, force on China? You know what I mean? I'm not talking about militarily. I'm talking about economically, socially, culturally, everything like that. It's like, dude, Russia's a powerhouse. Like, they're a tough country. Yeah, man. Like, I'd much rather be associated with Russia than China. China's a communist state. Like,
that's the thing. We're doing all these trade deals with China and stuff like that, and it doesn't match up because our economies don't match up. They deal in fucking 50-year terms for leaders. That's how their economy works. You know what I mean? We're in 4-year terms.
Yeah. Maybe 8. Sometimes 8.
You know, like, and like, that creates a huge imbalance when we're doing these deals. It fucks us over all the time.
Yeah, Xi Jinping, their whatever the hell his title is, president, prime minister, whatever, was recently granted rule for life.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, he's the dictator.
And I'm happy I don't fucking live there. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, did you know that they're, like, see, I'm about to blow your mind. I really hope you guys are still listening. If you aren't aware, China is operating concentration camps. Like, legitimate concentration camps where they're genociding Muslims. Like, this isn't a joke. This isn't bullshit. Like, that is happening. Like, in China, they are genociding the Muslim population. They are forcing them into camps and killing them.
See, I didn't know this before you told me, before we started this. And this is fucking insane. And it's not like, not that this would make it any better, fucking, but the Muslims in China, there's not Muslim extremist groups like there are in these Middle Eastern countries. I'm sure there might be some, but, like, there's not to the extent that there is, that there's, like, control of actual areas and stuff.
Well, that it's because they don't have any political power. There's only like a couple million of them in a country of a billion people.
Right. And it's like, but they have a good Muslim population there. And it's just like, that's just their faith. They're not fucking terrible people or anything. No,
they're just doing their thing, and they're literally being genocided by the communist government. Like, the Chinese are evil. And I'm not going to lie, if I had to choose between being friends with China or Saudi Arabia, I'm taking the Saudis.
I mean, we're already friends. I mean, they're both terrible.
They're both terrible. I'd rather be friends with neither of them. I'd rather be friends with Russia. Jesus Christ. Like, why is Russia always viewed as the enemy? Like, China is the enemy. Saudi Arabia isn't, like, militarily an enemy. But culturally, they're the enemy, man. Mm-hmm. They're not like us. They don't value freedom and anything like that. Like, slavery is still a thing in Saudi Arabia. Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, why are we associating ourselves with these people? Fuck, and fuck China, man.
I'm not sure it's publicly a thing in China, but there's definitely a ton of slavery still in China, too. But,
like, China's a horrible country. Like, they're fucked. I'm not necessarily saying the Chinese people.
No, I'm sure the people are fucked.
But the nation of China is not good. Like, all you gotta do is look at what's going on in Hong Kong.
I feel terrible for those people, man. And, like,
you know, a few people have been killed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the government's starting to use lethal force.
Yeah.
And they're killing.
And it's like, I'm totally on their side, too.
Hell yeah.
Dude, and like, I didn't realize this before looking into it after all this stuff happened, that, like, Hong Kong hasn't always been part of China and everything.
No,
like,
it was part of the British Empire. It was a, like, British port.
And they, like, they were a fucking free, like, democratic type society, and they're fucking voting for leaders, and then they got taken over by China. Fucking is. Is Hong Kong the capital too? It's not the capital, is it?
Of what?
Of China?
No, Beijing is.
Oh, Beijing. That's right. That's right.
Hong Kong is its own thing. They're independent. They're a semi-autonomous state within China.
Okay.
They're like Vatican City. You can look at it that way. Like how like how the Vatican is its own thing within Rome, within Italy. But yeah, Hong Kong is its own. You know, it's obviously way bigger than Vatican City. It would be like if Rome was its own country.
I see.
Like that's what Hong Kong is.
And it's insane, though. It's like
the reason it's happening. I don't know if you're aware or not. It's Beijing was starting to kind of like force immigrate a lot of Chinese into Hong Kong, and they weren't letting the people in Hong Kong stop them. And it's like, so the people of Hong Kong are losing their entire national identity, and like they're not, and oh, and the Chinese were not allowing the people of Hong Kong to not let these Chinese people vote.
Oh, that's fucked.
So the point is that they're trying to basically erase Hong Kong's, like, identity as being separate from China. They want to just make it Chinese. They just want the people there to be all Chinese. And that's what it's about. That's what the whole riots are about, the protests and everything like that.
It's fucking terrible. Fucking, because, I mean, good for them for fucking not just fucking laying down and taking it, but fucking they don't have a fucking lot of hope, because fucking they need aid and not a lot of people are gonna fucking stand up to China and fucking help them. Fucking honestly, I mean, I wouldn't want us to, you know what I mean? We got fucking our own issues. I don't fucking,
I would want us to.
I don't know if I would. It's fucking hard, man. It's like,
I'm not talking about militarily, but I'm talking about economically.
Oh, economically.
Be like, we're done. We're going to get our shit from other countries because
economically, like, I'd be okay with it. But I don't want to fucking send troops over to Hong Kong.
No, I'm not about that at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to fucking
get
involved with a fucking war with China. That's fucking.
But listen, the United States is the economic powerhouse of the world. If we come down on a country and be like, hey, what you are doing isn't okay. We are no longer trading with you, and we are going to ensure that all of our allies stop trading with you. And the threat to our allies is, if you keep trading with China, you're going to lose us as a trade partner. And we are way more important as a trade partner than China because we buy everything.
Yeah. Now, do you think something like that just leads to war, though? On China's behalf?
Against who?
Us.
I mean,
it's possible.
It's possible. I think it would be unbelievably stupid of them to do that. I think it would be a much more intelligent move to be like, all right, whatever, let Hong Kong do their thing. Why are we going to go to war with the most powerful military might on the planet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, China can't stand up to us in a fight.
No.
In an all-out war? No fucking way.
No
way. Like, they have nukes. And their military is tough and everything, but it's not even close to us, dude. Like, the United States is on another level militarily.
Oh, yeah.
It's
through the roof.
Like, people are like, oh, these countries have nukes and everything. And I'm like, I understand that. But, like, dude, we have, the U.S. military is, you know, we've talked about it before that, like, I want to downsize the military and everything. But it's like, well, you know what? As of right now, that ain't happening. The U.S. military is a powerhouse, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ready to roll. Like, I don't know. I think China is evil. I really do. They, everyone's like, oh, Hitler, Stalin. I'm like, Mao Zedong killed more people than Hitler and Stalin combined. And they were his own people.
Nobody knows that shit.
They were his own people. He was killing Chinese, starving them to death and everything. There's something like 45 million Chinese died under his rule. You're like, Hitler! And I'm like, Hitler killed like 8 million people. He's responsible for the deaths of 8 million people.
Yeah.
I'm like, first off, Stalin was worse than Hitler.
Yeah.
And no one talks about Stalin. Killed 22 million fucking people.
Nope, nobody talks about him at all.
Yeah, and then it's like, and then literally no one talks about Mao. Nobody.
No, nobody, no, half the people don't even know fucking who he is. Say his name, they wouldn't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm like, dude, fucking monster.
And that's,
monster.
And it's still the same type of fucking government that is in
place. Yeah, still a communist country. Yep, it's a communist party, it's a one-party country. Like, and it's moving, and it moved forward with the Great Leap Forward, where they opened up the economy, they let, like, capitalism in a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, where, when Henry Kissinger went over there, Nixon's Secretary of State went over there and opened them up to us,
yeah.
And we started trading with them, and China opened, and they started letting in foreign nations to trade, and their economy exploded, and now you're seeing them go back to where Xi Jinping is becoming like total dictator again. And it's just like,
that's, yeah, that's what he is now. He's fucking,
he literally is a dictator.
That's bad. Oh, it's fucking crazy how it gets to there too, cause like, that's just fucking, it's just fucking, what, 70 years, something like that. Fucking World War II, they were our allies. Fucking, they weren't communists,
yeah,
they were, then.
Yeah. Well, some of them were.
Some of them were, but they, like, were the, it was just a, they were the party. You know?
Yeah,
it, there it was a communist state.
They were the communists and the nationalists.
Yeah.
And we weren't allies with communists. We were allied with Chiang Kai-shek,
yeah,
the leader of the nationalists. And World War II ended, and the communists continued their war against the nationalists. And forced out the nationalists and took over. And the nationalists fled to the island of Taiwan, which the name of Taiwan is not Taiwan. That's what we call it. The name of Taiwan.
I didn't even know that. You didn't know that?
Taiwan, no. Taiwan is China.
Oh.
The name of their country is China. Huh. In their country, it's China.
Hmm.
We call it Taiwan to maintain a friendly relationship with the People's Republic of China.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's like, The Taiwanese are the Chinese nationalists who got out of there when the communists took over. And I mean, and we are tight with Taiwan.
We
still
are, yeah,
to this day. We're wicked tight with them. We train with them. We arm them. We sell them a lot of military stuff. But what I'm happy about is how tight we are with all these countries that are around China. You know what I mean? Other than,
right,
like, Russia. But, like, Japan, they're our boys.
Japan
is our boys.
Korea's.
South Korea.
South Korea.
South Korea is,
well,
our boy.
We're good with North Korea. Now, we're not there. They're not allies.
No,
but we're,
yeah, but they're China's baby.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason that they haven't all died, literally from starvation, is China.
Yeah.
Like, but South Korea is our boy. Japan is literally probably one of our best allies. Like,
yeah,
Japan is,
Japan,
they got our back, and they know we have theirs.
Yeah.
Australia.
Right.
I mean, they're obviously down a ways, but it's like they still are primarily in the same oceans,
right,
trading.
I mean, all those little islands out there, most of them are allies with us.
With us.
Yeah.
Like the Philippines,
Taiwan,
the Philippines.
Stuff.
Like, yeah, man, all these little countries are friends with us, which is great because it lets us kind of keep a little bit of a barrier around China and be like, hey, like, and that's where there's a lot of tension right now is China is, you know, claiming the South China Sea, like, as theirs. And meanwhile, you have Japan being like, fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ugh.
Chinese.
Fucked up shit over there, man.
It is, man. I don't like it.
Nope. Yeah, they can,
Ay, Dios mío.
It sucks, though, because it's like, shit ain't getting solved anytime soon.
No. Yeah, no, it's rough, man. I don't know, dude. It's fucking not a good situation at all. I mean, do you want to talk about the fact that Turkey is becoming the Ottoman Empire again?
Yeah, let's go into that.
legitimately, like they're becoming the Ottomans. Well, they are. They always have been.
Always have been. Yeah.
But like they're embracing it again and like expanding. It's terrifying, dude. What the hell? They launched a military campaign in northern Syria to take over northern Syria. What, like 3 days ago?
Yeah, probably 3 days ago.
And not only that, but Erdogan, the leader, the effectively the Sultan of Turkey, has also talked about going to war with Greece. Like straight up. Like he's literally he's talked about like we will push the Greeks into the sea. And you know what's hilarious? We just signed a new military agreement with Greece. We're building a new military base in Greece. And literally like right after it happened, because the Greeks are like one, Greece is like fucked up economically.
Yeah, bad, right?
But
did they solve a bunch of their shit?
Lot of it, yeah. They're getting their act together.
I was going to say, it's not as bad as it was a few years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago it was really bad. They're getting it together, though. But they are, surprisingly, really strong militarily. Because Turkey's always been there as a threat.
Right.
The Greeks, man, their military's not a joke. Now, it's heavily a defensive military. Because the Greeks aren't, you know... I don't think the Greeks are really looking to, like, expand their borders or anything like that right now. But, like, you know how Greece is literally, like, 500 islands and then the mainland?
Yeah.
All those islands, dude, like, they're, like, great vacation spots. They're also, like, heavily fortified. Naval and air power is unbelievable, Greece.
That's awesome.
Their air force is like ours. Not in terms of size, but in terms of technology.
Yeah.
They get all their stuff from us. They buy all their Force stuff from us. Because they want to have the best, you know, air power that money can buy.
Yeah.
So they get it from us, which I love.
It's good.
Because I love Greece. I love Greece. Like, dude, I am Greek.
I love Greece. Dude, honestly, if they did want to expand their borders... Fucking take Turkey back right up to fucking Constantinople.
Take Constantinople.
You can have the rest of it. Fuck that shit. I'm sure they don't even want that shit.
Yeah, fuck Asia Minor. Yeah. I don't care about that.
But right up to the fucking that little narrow...
Yeah, the European part of Turkey.
Yeah.
Take it back.
They
tried to after World War I. Yeah. They invaded. They tried to take it back and it failed. Man. Yeah. It didn't go well. But the Greeks, though, are... tightening their ties with us, because I mean, one, we are a NATO ally with them. You know what I mean? If the Turks were to invade Greece, bro, the Turks would have hell rain down on them. One, the Greeks are gonna go all out, especially because the Greeks don't like the Turks, so it's gonna be like a personal fight.
Yeah.
But they're also gonna have, I'm pretty sure most of the countries in NATO are gonna back Greece in that. I don't think most of the NATO countries like Turkey, because they're not culturally the same as the rest of NATO. No. They're like the black sheep in NATO, you know what I mean? Yeah. All of NATO is like European countries.
Right.
And then you have Turkey in there for some reason. And I don't think it would be good for Turkey at all. I think if they went after Greece, they're going to have some serious problems.
Sounds like we would back Turkey. I mean, we would back Greece. What am I about to say?
Dude, I mean, building a new military base in there, that's if that's not a warning to Turkey, yeah. I don't know what is. It's like, right. Go ahead, go after Turkey. Go after Greece, because now our military is there.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Try that shit. Fucking...
They go after Greece. Greece goes to war with Turkey. About to suit up. About to go volunteer, man.
Right.
Let's go help the Greeks, man. Let's go get Constantinople back.
Right, man. Fucking
plant a huge Greek flag up on the top of like the Hagia Sophia.
Yeah. And,
like, yelling in Greek.
Knock everyone. Down those pillars and shit. Oh man, that'd be great. Fuck that shit.
Man. Not to mention, Turkey's been screwing with Italy too.
I'm sure
they've been like going at. They've been going after Italian trade ships and stuff, and I'm like, yo.
That's fucked, like, man. That's fucked
you
up.
You need to calm the fuck down. Like,
what are you trying to do right now?
And again, Greece and Italy are both really strong militarily. They're not like...
Yeah, they have
they are good not pushover countries.
And like...
And again, they have us. Right. Like, both of those countries are really tight with the United States. Like, you know, we got their back. If shit hits the fan, we're going to hop in and give them a hand.
I mean, I've been to Italy. I'm assuming Greece is pretty similar, but like... Anywhere you go in a big city in Italy, there's Italian troops everywhere.
They are, right? You notice that?
Everywhere.
And I'm assuming Greece is the same.
I've talked to a lot of them, too. And like they have vigorous training just like us. And they have fucking...
They train with us.
They train with us and everything.
Yeah, we help them train. They're, not to mention, I mean, dude, Italy and Greece, they're like... I mean, you want to talk about countries that have like a long historic line of being militarily powerful.
And that fucking helps a lot. Like their background and stuff like that is like, no, you're not touching the homeland. Get the fuck out of here.
It really is like a cultural thing. It's like especially the Greeks. Because they have like a serious cultural like affinity for their ancient history.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Italians do as much as the Greeks do. You know what I mean? Like, I think like the Greeks literally view themselves as, like, we are descended from, like, the Athenians and the Spartans and the Thebans and the Corinthians. Stuff like that. Alexander. Yeah. Stuff like that. Not that the Italians don't recognize that, like, we're the descendants of the Roman Empire. But, like, I think the Greeks are more proud of it than the Italians are. Like, the Greeks are, like, about it. But... It's like, that's still there, man. You go after the Italians or them, it's like, what do you think? The Italians aren't going to start... Like, if you were to attack the Italians, you think some crazy nationalist Italians aren't going to start coming out and being like, we are the Romans and we'll kill everybody?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure they'd be like that.
Did you know that Mussolini's... Is it his daughter or his granddaughter? I think it's his granddaughter. Is like a... massively popular political figure.
Really?
In Italy. Alessandra Mussolini.
No kidding.
Like she's an elected official right now. She's in Italy's parliament.
No kidding.
And she's like super popular.
I'm sure like, she is.
She's hugely popular.
I bet she'd be all...
Mussolini's popular in Italy today.
Oh, people
love him. Like, not with everybody, but a lot of Italians.
A lot of people loved him.
Love like, Mussolini.
And like, at the time, people loved him.
It's like he wasn't hated. Like at the end he was, but the thing was, he was hated at the end not even because of who he was. People hated him at the end because Italy was being invaded by us and the Brits and we were beating them.
Yeah.
So it's like you had Italians being attacked on their homeland.
Yeah.
And they wanted the war to end.
Yeah.
And he wasn't about it.
Yeah.
That's why they turned on him.
Yeah.
But it's like today the Italians, man, they like Mussolini. Like, he is viewed very favorably in Italy today.
He created a lot of good things in their country. He fucking, like, got highway systems, got rid of malaria in Italy.
You know the word malaria is from its Italian?
Is it?
It means bad air.
Oh, really?
Malaria.
Huh.
It literally means bad air in Italian.
I did not know that. I know he solved the malaria problem in Italy.
Mussolini did a lot of really good stuff for Italy. He gets a bad rap.
He gets a really bad rap.
In history. Because he gets associated with Hitler.
He gets tied in with Hitler all the time.
And it's like, dude, Mussolini was not Hitler.
He wasn't evil. Like,
no,
like that.
Mussolini wasn't evil. He was an Italian nationalist. He literally wanted a new Roman Empire. He wanted to restore Italy to its former glory. So we real quick just want to give a shout out to all our listeners because one, you guys, you know, we appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
it lets us do what we do, and, you know, it's because of you guys that we got sponsored.
Yeah,
and, like, we actually have a little bit of a following, and a company was ballsy, was willing to be like, yeah, we'll sponsor you.
And, like, we appreciate it a lot, because, like, not many of you guys, but, like, you guys are there every time. You're troopers.
That, yeah, it's consistent. You guys are with us every episode, so, you know, you guys are...
Thank you a lot.
...are fucking awesome.
Yeah, we got people... Obviously, we got our fellow Americans following us, our buddies that are following the podcast. We got some people in Italy, France, UK.
Sweden.
Sweden's in there. And Georgia.
Israel.
Israel's
in there.
Fucking hell yeah, man.
Tango!
Tango, man, if you're Georgia! Listening, hell yeah. If fucking Turkey rolls up on your doorstep, you fuck those motherfuckers up. Get them out of there.
Call Russia for help.
Yeah, man, they don't like Russia there.
Actually, that's true.
They don't like Russia.
I forgot the Russians invaded them like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Holy shit!
They invaded Georgia, the Ukraine, and where else?
They took over Crimea.
Yeah.
That whole region, which was part of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Dude, like, that's part of Russia now.
Yeah.
Like, that happened, like, holy shit, that must have been 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's probably 5 years ago.
And, like, it's part of Russia now. Like, they actually conquered part of the Ukraine. People who talk about, warfare, like, conquering warfare is over. Bro, Russia took over part of the Ukraine. Like, none of that. Turkey's taking over part of Syria. Yeah. Like, this shit's live, man. The world is live. It's fucking lit. Like, dude, shit's going down.
It's going down all the time, man.
That's why the U.S. should pull all our troops back. Defend the homeland and watch the world just descend into chaos.
And then take it all.
And then go after everyone. When everyone's weak from their wars, be like, all right, here comes the new campaign. New world order, baby. Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
U.S. troops rolling up in Europe, just gunning down the French. Of course, I target the French, but...
Yeah.
No. We're just
ready for the American Galactic Empire.
Space Force, baby! Yeah. I'm just kidding. Kidding. Yeah. Actually, does anyone in France listen? Do we have any listeners? We do.
We have listeners in France, yeah.
Sorry, France. Hey. We love Lafayette.
We love France.
Lafayette helped us get our independence.
Yeah, man.
And we got the Louisiana Purchase from your boy Napoleon. Is Napoleon popular in France today?
I doubt it. I doubt he'd be popular, right? I bet he's more popular than the aristocracy that came after him and before.
Because
him
he was part of the thing that, like, overthrew them. I mean, overthrow them, but, like, I don't know.
Like, I bet he's more popular than, like, Louis XVI and stuff like that, obviously, but...
Yeah, probably not super popular because they're a republic now, and they, like... Can we also talk about the fact... Why does France get held up as a beacon of, like, republicanism and, like, you know... I'm like, dude, they're on their third republic.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, they had one republic, then that got overthrown by Napoleon, then they got a second republic, then Napoleon came back and overthrew the republic again.
Right.
Like, bro, you have no right to lecture the United States, all right?
So, like, I was listening to something the other day, I forget what I was listening to, but, like, even though the United States is relatively young, compared to the rest of the world, we have, like, the longest standing, like,
republic. Like, ever. Yeah.
Even just government system.
Like, since the founding, we have the same.
Like, no, there's been no revolution, no change, nothing like that. You know?
Although, well, currently standing, but I don't think we have the longest standing, like, Republican history, though, do we?
Not in history.
The Romans, don't they?
As of, like, to date.
Yeah, because it's still standing. To this day, we're the longest. But the Roman Republic is the longest, right? Because that happened in, like, five-something.
Right.
The kingdom got overthrown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a republic all the way until 30 B.C.
Yeah.
That's a long goddamn time.
It's a long time,
Your boy Mark Antony. Mark Antony is... He might be my favorite Roman.
Yeah.
Like, I love that guy.
Oh, he's awesome. It's really sad listening to his fucking death and end and stuff like that, too. It's very sad.
It sucks. He goes out in such a shitty way.
Like, and, like, you can, like... I don't know. It's dramatized in history and stuff
that.
And it's like... But, like, the way he's dramatized, it's like Caesar feels bad for him when he's like, when he goes over and conquers him and fucking kills Cleopatra and everything.
Because like Antony had always been like, one, super popular with the Roman people. Mm-hmm. He was literally like viewed as like a beacon of Roman, you know, strength and values and everything like that. And then during the Civil War and leading up to the Civil War, Octavian launched that like propaganda campaign against him.
Yeah.
Basically saying that
I meant to say Octavian, I said Caesar, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean he was a Caesar.
He was Caesar, yeah.
But like launched that propaganda campaign saying that like Antony had like embraced being like an Easterner.
Yeah.
And that like he was worshiping the Egyptian gods, he was wearing makeup and stuff like that. And I'm curious if he was. Because like get that image now.
Didn't they say he found him like that too when, because he killed himself, right?
See, yeah, but like, no. Yes. Yes, he did. But they say that, but the thing is, you know, it's like that's what we got from Octavian's side.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, is that true? You know what I mean? I don't know, because, dude, Antony was like a Roman. Like a real fucking Roman.
Right, he had all these campaigns.
Yeah, like, he's one of the best generals in Roman history. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, did you ever watch the show Rome?
I did, yeah. I watched part of it.
Did you watch?
I didn't watch all of it, no.
Jesus Christ, dude, you need to watch that.
Fucking, I watched like the first two or three episodes. It was awesome. And,
see, now I was going to say something, but I don't know if I want to tell you because I kind of want you to watch the show.
I'll watch it. Don't say anything. I'll just watch the show.
Near the end, the part with Antony when he dies.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit made me so sad. Like, it's awesome. It's awesome. Like, they do a great job with it, but it's just, it made me fucking sad. Especially because I love Antony because he's a warrior, he's a general, he's a politician, he did all this great stuff. And this is my favorite fun fact about Antony. Is, did you know he wrote a book called I Think I Might Be a Drunkard?
Oh, really?
It's lost. It's gone. We have no idea what's in it, but we know that he wrote a book called I Think I Might Be a Drunkard.
Dude,
is hilarious. And I wish that it survived because I would read that.
He might be fucking Sam Adams might be him reincarnated or something like that, dude. They're fucking...
Just because how badass they are.
They're fucking on par in our histories. Not that Sam Adams led armies or anything like that, but...
Did Sam Adams fight? He definitely did. He definitely did. John Adams fought in the Revolution.
On that boat. Remember that?
Sam Adams definitely fought. They all did. They fucking all had to.
I don't know if he fought. Do you think he fought in, like, the French Indian War or something like that?
Probably. I could see that. I don't know. I love Sam, though. Mm-hmm. He's the man. He'd be pissed if we were calling him Sam.
I'm, like, drawing a blank, but I can remember, like, after fucking the Ides of March, when Caesar gets killed and stuff like that, Antony was going around. Wasn't he going around and he was like, he was advocating for Caesar and stuff like that. And he was like,
he glorified Caesar afterwards because the people loved Caesar. Right.
And fucking, he wasn't involved in any of that shit. He wasn't fucking the crew. He was like,
no, he was Caesar's like best friend.
Yeah,
and he was his second in command, and he was Caesar's boy, like. Antony was outside of the Senate House when it happened. Sucks as man. I was actually reading about it the other day, and you know how a lot of times it's like Caesar just gets knifed like a motherfucker, like by
like a million times.
Yeah. And it's always like it's never portrayed like, you know, that Caesar fought back. Mm-hmm. But it's like you can assume that he fought back. I mean, he's a soldier.
But he was
unarmed.
Yeah.
And they all had, I don't know if they had swords, but they all had daggers and stuff. I was reading that Caesar, all he had on him was a stylus, basically a pen.
Yeah.
But, you know, his stylus wasn't a pen, obviously. It was for the Romans writing the wax tablet. So probably like this big and sharp. And I guess like he was like,
obviously it was probably really short-lived.
Yeah.
But, like, when they came at him, it's like he tried to defend himself with it, you know? But it's like, what the fuck are you going to do with it? You have, like, a sharp little thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got stabbed in the back first.
Yeah. Like, and not to mention, there's, like, 27 guys with knives coming at you. It's like, what the fuck are you supposed to do against that? Yeah, you can be a lifelong soldier. That's the other thing, too. It's like, people, I think this gets forgotten. It's like, everyone who attacked him was soldiers, too. To be in the Roman Senate, you had to be a military soldier. Like, these guys all knew how to fight. Like, you know, not that it was a fight, obviously. It's like, this was a fucking mauling. Like,
it was a massacre of one guy. Like,
But how the fuck did we get on the Romans? Where the hell did this
come from? I don't know, but I love it. Yeah, I love it.
This is the first time we've talked about the Romans on the podcast. Holy shit, dude. 15 episodes in. We're 15 episodes in.
It's crazy, right?
Right, dude? Shit.
Fucking, but yeah, I fucking love Rome, man. Dude, one of that, speaking of Caesar, like, going through all this stuff, when you, if you ever been to Rome and you go in the Forum and stuff like that, there's a little, there's one part of it, if you take a tour and they'll show you, like, there's a flame that they keep for Caesar, and there's, like, a little, like, it's kind of big, actually. It's like a bowl that people throw quarters in and stuff like that. And the woman that's taking the tour, she was really good. She's explaining this to me and stuff like that. They're like, oh, yeah, like, this is considered, like, Caesar's grave and stuff like that. And, like,
Where they burned his body.
And I'm like, and, like, this fucking overwhelming, like, you ever get that, like, chill that comes over you? And it's like, I'm like, I was like, oh, my God. I was like. Yeah, I was just like Caesar. I was like, I sat there. I'm like
taking it in that, like, where you are.
Yeah, I was like, I took every piece of change I had in my pocket, and it's like, and it's not just like over there when you're using euros. It's like I had like $2 coins in my pocket. I probably threw like 5 of them in there. I was like, I didn't care at all. I was just like, and like, I'm Catholic, but I'm sitting there. I'm like. I'm praying for him. I'm like, I love you. I'm sorry this happened to you. It's just like,
did you pray to Yahweh or did you pray to the old gods?
No, I didn't pray to the old gods.
You fucker.
No, but like,
I'm gonna convert you.
No, you're not. But like, I was just sitting there for a second, like giving respect to him, pretty much, and it was like, it was a really fucking like intense, humbling moment for me, just because like. Know my history. I love Caesar. I love Roman history. And I was like, holy fuck. And it's like being right in front of it right there. It was just like, wow.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking incredible.
And I don't remember the story, but there was some great story about how Octavian gave tribute to him at the burning and stuff like that. When they fucking burned somebody.
Cremation.
When they cremated him and stuff like that.
Anthony was raving around his bloody robes.
Yeah.
Fucking Anthony, dude, he turned the people against the liberators.
Yeah.
They, like, in a heartbeat, dude. Like, fucking Brutus and Cassius. God damn it, you fuckers. Oh, like, man.
Oh,
Do you think that Caesar was going to become a fucking tyrant? Or do you think he was... Look, because that's the thing. There really is a debate. Was Caesar trying to save the Republic, or do you think he would have become a tyrant?
I don't know. I feel like...
Because he didn't... Like, if you study it, he believed he was saving the Republic.
Right. I mean, he was consul at that point, right? He was...
When he came back and invaded Italy?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it was him and Pompey.
Him and Pompey.
Yeah, he was him and Pompey were the two consuls.
I think so. I mean, like, I think he was, I don't know, I think he was probably moving Rome in the direction of an empire or something like that, but he wasn't gonna, I don't think he had intentions of ever doing it himself. He was, like... He kept himself on the down low. He kept people above him and stuff like that. He was just... He was all about the people, you know what I mean? He wanted to keep them happy and everything. But...
Thing is, I think a lot of people don't realize that, like... the whole, like, Caesar thing, like, oh, the March on Rome and all this stuff happened before Caesar. Yeah. Like, Sulla marched on Rome mm-hmm. and overtook the Republic mm-hmm. and became dictator for life. And, like, reorganized the Republic mm-hmm. to what he thought would work, and then he retired. He had total power, and he retired. He literally just left. He was like, all right, the Republic's fixed. I lined everything up.
Yeah.
It should work now. I'm out.
Yeah. Like,
and you know, he murdered all of Caesar's family in the process. But, yeah, I feel like that's something that's not really talked about, is the whole, like, danger to the Republic had, like, happened before. Like, Caesar was the, you know, Sulla had done what Caesar had done before Caesar did.
Yeah.
And the Republic survived.
Yeah.
If anything, it got a little bit stronger. But,
I'm thinking about this into it. On the other side of that, when I was talking about with Caesar's cremation site, when I went to, Pompeii, I was over there, and you looked through all the houses. And in certain houses, there's a description of, like, who lived there, if they knew who it was for some reason. And there was one guy there, like... it said something about this... Like, this guy was close with Brutus, and he was, like, one of the... either the first guy or one of the first people to stab Caesar. And I marched out of the house. I was like, fuck that guy! I was like, fuck that motherfucker!
All the Italians like, Jesus! Dios mío. I know that's Spanish.
I was actually mad. I was like, fuck this dude. I was like,
Caesar's the man. He really is. What do you think about me getting a tattoo of the Master Chief?
The Master Chief?
Yeah.
Where would you, like, get it?
I don't know. Probably, like, I don't know, maybe on my forearm or something down here.
Like,
have him, like, holding Cortana.
That'd be dope, huh? Right. Like a full body, or just like a bust of him holding.
Like his, probably like here, his torso and up. Okay. I don't need the legs in it. You know what I mean?
It sounds really cool. I don't know. You gotta figure out the right spot to put that, though.
Get right there.
Do it there. Maybe on your back, on your shoulder blade or something like that. That'd be a good spot. But then you can't really see.
I'm not getting any tattoos for a while. I gotta work on paying off debt. Are you ever gonna get any ink?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not at all? I'm not about it, no.
Not at all?
No.
Why?
I like my skin,
I guess. I like my skin, too.
I don't know. Yeah.
You never get any, like, familial tattoos?
No. I mean,
like, one of the things that I'm gonna get is I want to get it right here.
Yeah.
You know when you hold a baby? Mm-hmm. They'll, like, put their head on your chest and they'll hold right here?
Yeah.
I want to get my first child's handprints.
Oh, yeah.
Tattooed right here.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
That's really cool.
Have my first, like, I'm literally gonna, like, you know, put his hand in whatever ink, put it on a paper, you know what I mean, so his handprint is there, and then go to Jeff and
I'm not, like, against people getting tattoos. If that's your thing, do it.
No, like, no, I don't think that at all. All your, like, friends are tattooed.
I love that, but it's like, if you have a good reason to get a tattoo and there's, like, a good meaning behind it, I love that stuff. It's,
all my tattoos have meaning.
I know, like, I love that. It's like, that's fantastic. It's just, like, I don't know, I a lot of it's just my upbringing and stuff like that. But, like, people in my family I've talked to, a lot of it's from my grandmother who's now passed away, and she's, like, so, yeah, like, your grandfather had a couple tattoos, and they faded along the way and stuff like that. And she was like, I never liked them. Like, it's just, like, it's something that's going to be on you forever. She didn't like that. That just sticks with me. And another part of it that's just not, like, it's more from her, because she didn't like tattoos. But, like, a lot of it from me is from her, and then, like, Catholics, Christians don't believe you should get tattoos because you're changing your body from what God, like, made it to be. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're not really changing it. You're just
No, but in their eyes, you are. On it. From like the Christian perspective, you're changing it.
And you believe that?
I don't really care about that belief, but like.
But you just said you did.
No, it's like a small part of me that's like, yeah, I guess that's like, I don't know. But I don't really want one anyway.
Word.
But yeah. That's that.
Slug.
Slugs. I'll get one of a slug.
Dude, fuck Carl.
Carl, man. The fuck is Carl?
Carl's a piece of shit.
Where the fuck is Carl right now, man? Sucking that dick.
Probably blowing dudes.
Yeah. Blowing some Turkish dudes, bro.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Isn't that gross-ass Turkish dick?
Oh, my God.
Some poor girl out there is sucking some Turkish guy's dick right now. I bet you it's a trunk, too. It's probably some elephant trunk type of deal.
Dude, people listening right now, like, what the hell just happened? Like,
I know, yeah, right?
They just changed direction
this
so
This is
bad.
Who we are, motherfuckers. If you're not about it, we don't want you.
Love it or leave it.
It's okay, though. If you don't love it, you can still say. You can think we're fucked up. We're pretty fucked up, so.
Yeah, without a doubt, we're fucked up.
Yeah.
Just keep listening. Just don't leave us.
It'll get better. It'll get worse. It'll do all of the above.
You wanna go play zombies?
Play some zombies.
Before I take off?
Yeah. Well, I'm about the zombies right now. I'm fucking into it.
Let's get it!
So earlier I was playing before you came over. And, I always say it's bullshit when I die, but fuck. Everybody does, right? And I'm playing it, and fucking Maddie's sitting there behind him. Amanda went out to go do something. She's like, and I die for some reason. I jump up off the fucking chair. I'm like, what the fuck? Bullshit. And then I sit back down, restart the game immediately, and fucking. She's like, you always get real mad when you play this. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Dude, video games make you mad, but it's fun.
Heck yeah, angry, man.
But yeah. You want to wrap it up and go play some zombies?
Let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Use code LIBERTY to get your ballsy stuff.
Use code LIBERTY. Stay free. Stay free. Happy. Fucking E-plur. Fight for your freedom.
Hell yeah. Don't give up, man. People, so many people try to tell you what you can and can't say today. Fuck them. Say whatever you want.
Fuck censorship, man. Fuck censorship.
Fuck censorship. Fuck communism.
Yeah.
And last, but most importantly, fuck Carl.
Fuck Carl.